WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Oscar nominations were announced this week, and to no one's surprise, Titanic topped the list with 14 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director. Although he knows better, our film critic John Powers couldn't resist saying something about them.
You often hear that Hollywood is cut off from the rest of America. It's too rich, too trendy, too liberal, too cynical. Maybe so, but you'd never know it from this week's Oscar nominations. Four of the Best Picture nominees are popular favorites: Titanic, The Full Monty, Good Will Hunting, and As Good As It Gets, while the fifth, L.A. Confidential, deservedly won every year-end Critics' Prize. As always, the Academy is utterly fearless in backing frontrunners. In fact, what's striking about this year's nominees is how old-fashioned, even square, they seem. Although Boogie Nights may have been the year's most bravura piece of filmmaking, its director Paul Thomas Anderson was passed over in favor of Peter Cattaneo from The Full Monty, which has all the visual style of an episode of Seinfeld, and Good Will Hunting's Gus Van Sant, who's made the only film of his career that's predictable and utterly safe. You see, Boogie Nights is about the kind of dark subject, in this case the porn biz, that Hollywood is always leery about honoring. If Anderson is ever to get nominated, he'll have to do what Van Sant has done: make a movie where a hug can cure anything. Even more startling was the Academy's failure to nominate Rupert Everett, who played Julia Roberts' gay pal in My Best Friend's Wedding. Few supporting actors have ever done more to carry a movie than Everett, and he was overlooked in favor of Greg Kinnear, who also plays a gay character in From As Good As It Gets. Although I can't see how anyone could think Kinnear is actually better than Everett, I can see why the Academy nominated him. Kinnear is a straight actor who plays the kind of gay character that Hollywood loves to embrace: a fey, pansy-ish victim. In contrast, Everett is an openly gay actor who plays the kind of character that makes Hollywood nervous. He's strong, exuberant, and happily gay. Like the rest of America, the film industry isn't quite ready to celebrate that. Although you might expect people who work in the film industry to be too sophisticated to fall for Oscar propaganda, the truth is they're suckers for a good story just like everyone else. They love the fact that Robert Duvall spent years and his own money making The Apostle. They love the redemptive idea that after years of neglect and terrible performances, Peter Fonda suddenly makes like his dad in Uli's Gold. And they're bowled over by the miracle that James Cameron turned into Captain Ahab while making Titanic, then managed to catch the white whale. There are very few better stories this year than The Full Monty, a low-budget sleeper that had audiences whooping and applauding. If you put everyone in the Academy on a lie detector and asked which film they honestly liked most, The Full Monty would be named Best Picture. But no $3 million Brit flick is ever going to win Hollywood's top prize, especially when it's up against a $200 million juggernaut like Titanic, which has been the number one film for 8 weeks, going on nine, and is a self-conscious throwback to the old-fashioned Hollywood spectacle found in Ben-Hur and The Ten Commandments. When I first saw Titanic, I knew that it would be a hit, but like everyone else, I never dreamed it would become such a phenomenon. This isn't just a show. It feeds many viewers' desire for transcendence. Not only does it offer a sense of community — people hear the gasps and sobs of those around them — but it apparently offers viewers an escape from themselves. Not since E.T. has a movie produced a response that is so essentially religious. In newspaper articles and on the internet, viewers actually talk about it changing their lives, transforming their ideas of ethics, love, and death. In fact, Titanic mania is becoming almost a weird kind of fundamentalism. Many of its fans are filled with a blind, unreasoning rage toward those who don't share their love for the picture. A critic I know gave the movie a review of the bad script, good shipwreck variety. She was flooded with hate mail from people who claimed, among other things, that her dislike for the love story somehow proved that she felt no compassion for the immigrants who died when the boat went down. In private, a lot of Hollywood people will say they think the movie isn't really all that good. But despite these whispers of an anti-Titanic backlash, there's no chance the Academy will offend the public by baldly going against the zeitgeist. So when you're filling in your entry for your office Oscar pool, just check Titanic for almost everything, and then pray you can guess the correct animated short.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.